There was a near 11% reduction in the volume of goods passing through Dublin Port in the first 6 months of this year. And this is according to the Dublin Port Company. The outcome wasn't as bad as expected, though. A first quarter decline of almost 5%, which was attributed to Brexit stockpiling early last year, was followed by a steep decline of 17% in the second quarter as the pandemic restrictions impacted. But performance improved significantly as the months passed. Tonnage levels in June were just 5% below the levels for June of last year. As you may have heard, the Irish League of Credit Unions is seeking a greater role for its 226 member institutions, specifically in financing social housing and home retrofitting projects. It says it has an asset base of 18 billion euro, but it believes overregulation means it can't fully utilise that potential. Dalata has reopened 42 of its 44 hotels, with the final two reopening in the coming weeks. In a statement, the hotel group said it had amended its debt facilities, which would give it greater access to liquidity in a worst-case scenario. The euro is trading this morning at $1.12.7 and 89.5 pence sterling.